The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Evans on this Monday after Easter. How you doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning to you too.
How'd you throw them? Never ask a golfer, by the way, how to hit them, because Tyler asked me that and I answered him seriously. Yeah.
Well, people always answer seriously. Yeah, people always answer seriously, but and anybody knows golf knows the guy that asks it doesn't care. I mean, he never cares.
So careful when you ask.
How'd you throw them, Craig?
Oh, it's fine.
All right. Do disc golfers care how the guys throw them? Probably not.
Well, you know, you want everyone to have fun.
No, and that's fine. Well, you can have fun and suck at it still. You
know? No. Yeah. I have more fun when I do well.
Yeah. We don't care that
I much. Would just soon play well.
Yeah, we just as soon, but whatever. We're out playing.
Exactly, you're outside.
We're outside playing.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you don't play well, there's not much you can do about it. You shouldn't brood about it, but I would prefer to play well.
Yeah. Sure.
But don't ask anybody.
That makes it more fun.
Because you'll hear the answer. We can just shut off and hey, how you doing? Then just shut off. No answer. Don't listen back.
Well, I read recently about a country. I think it may have been one of the...
Good job, Craig. Earlier on Monday, you finished the word.
Right. Both syllables strung together.
And that's tough. This
beautifully.
Time. That's tough this time of morning on a Monday.
I think it may have been one of the Scandinavian countries where they said that, it's very common for Americans just to ask or to say to one another, how are you?
I know.
And we think nothing of it.
Right.
It's like, you say, I'm fine, rather than... Oh, man, those freaking kids.
And then when you hear that, you go, oh, Jesus.
Right.
Oh,
well, in that, they were saying that in, one of the Scandinavian countries, if you say, how you doing, they don't get that it means nothing.
Oh, so they start bringing it. They tell you.
Oh. Yeah, they'll wonder, why are you asking them that?
Oh, okay.
Why are you asking me that? What is wrong with you?
What's up? Just say what's up. Even that can be... No, I'll tell you what's up.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, questions.
I guess, hi.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
No, so see, day.
I just say how you doing a lot. How you doing?
Seize the day.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
So grab it by the scruff of the neck and make it your own.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
That you want details when you ask, how are you?
Yeah.
They'll give you an
answer. Yeah, because we don't want details.
We don't.
And then if we get them, we go, oh, geez, dude, I didn't care.
I'm sorry I said those words in that order.
Exactly. I'm walking here. I'm not going to stop and listen to you. I don't even know you. That'd be funny to do. If you had the balls, just when somebody says, hey, how you doing? As you're walking past, you go, oh, I'll tell you, man.
Oh,
and just, if it's a stranger, too. Because people say, how you doing to strangers all the time? What's up? How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, geez, I got this call yesterday.
I know you don't know me, but I got to tell you something.
You asked.
You asked.
So you just asked people around the office, how'd you hit them? Instead of how you do it, just how'd you hit them?
I didn't play golf. Yeah.
I didn't hit anybody this weekend.
I didn't hit anybody this weekend. How'd you find out I hit somebody? How was your weekend, Craig?
Oh, buckets of fun.
Yeah. Did you stay awake in church yesterday?
Baskets of fun. I did.
Yeah.
I did, but I slammed an energy drink before I went in.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Did you?
And then there was no place to sit.
Yeah.
Oh, you were working. You observed the 420 holiday as well.
That I did as well.
Craig sold bongs and went to church this weekend.
They're not bongs in this state.
No, they're not.
But they're always...
You'd be a fool to think so.
No, I wouldn't, actually.
No, you would. You would be a fool to think so. They are water pipes in this state. Okay. They are not used for nefarious purposes.
They will always be called bongs.
Not in this state.
If they're water pipes.
Not until you cross the border into Colorado, because a buddy of mine showed me there was a plane pulling a banner overhead, over downtown Denver.
Does Ricketts know they sell bongs in this state?
They don't.
Yes. Well, water pipes can be used as bongs.
A lot of things can. Yeah, that's hardly fair.
They
that's
look true. Similar.
We talked about the Stanley Cup being a bong the other day.
Too.
Right?
Yeah. That's hardly fair.
The banner following the plane was actually advertising bongs in those words.
In Colorado or
bongs
here?
Bongs and pipes and,
yeah. And on a plane in Colorado?
Yeah.
On 420? All right.
Yeah, they go a little nutty for 420 in Denver.
Yeah, you rhymed. That was kind of cool. They get a little nutty. So, was the place packed? You were one of the vape stores in town, right?
Oh yeah, it was a big day.
All right, big day.
It was a big day.
I bet it was.
Were you there at 4:20 in
no.
the afternoon? Oh
no,
because that would have been. You know what would have been so cool is if we were. It was 4:20 in the year 4:20, and then 4:20 in the afternoon.
That. Oh. I saw that all weekend.
Could you imagine?
Yes, I could. It would be very much like the one I just was. went through.
What it was like 1,600 years ago?
I don't want to be there.
Actually, 1,599 years ago.
We'd have been dead. We'd have been dead 15 years ago. If it was 600 years ago. So good 420.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I was actually. Spending time outside at 4:20.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, golfing.
As I was.
Then.
Oh, you weren't at the vape shop at 4:20.
No, not at 4:20.
I know
we got
that.
To be golfing
Miller,
by then.
TJ Miller did a show at 4:20.
Yeah.
He did three shows Saturday, apparently.
Yeah, that's about the time I started hitting him well, was around 4:20.
Coincidence?
So you didn't visit the porta potty? Because usually
Probably.
You don't hit him well right
no,
after
No, I
that.
Did not.
Okay. You tend to sky him after a good
I did before.
A good toke.
Before
a good
I
started. Toke and
like
that
when
crazy
I first got
crash
up.
You guys are into.
Friday night was a little rough.
Drinking wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I went out and saw some friends.
Well, you had some making up to do.
Yeah, you did.
How'd that go?
Oh, pretty well.
You stayed home and drank?
Until Saturday morning.
Yeah, we had a nice little fire pit. My brother-in-law was in town.
All right.
So we hung out.
Got tuned up?
Yeah.
All right. Is it back to Sober Curious tonight? I know for me it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, me
it
too.
Will be.
Me too.
Really? So, going back to Sober Curious tonight, huh?
So back all to right. The church thing. I text my sister. And I said, "Where's Dad? I'm trying to get hold of him." She goes, "My nephew is a churchgoer, and he can sing, so he sings in his church." So they said Dad was there, and I said, because I'm thinking Dad went to church. He wouldn't go to church. He never goes to church. I go, oh, my, his nephew, his grandson must be singing. So I talked to my dad last night. I said, Dad, because the times he's going to watch my grandson sing, he just falls asleep right away because
sure.
He's my dad. It's
you're
church.
Just, as you were just sitting
yeah,
there.
He doesn't care. He's
it's
not religious.
It's church. It's something about church.
And he goes to me.
That
he goes,
pushes you to sleep.
He goes,
yeah.
No, the preacher could have been speaking German. I had no idea what the hell he's talking about. it was so great the way he talked about it. You know, I'll bring him in. He's coming in tomorrow. I'll bring him in the studio Friday. He'll tell you a story. But I said, Dad, you fall asleep. He goes, no, I kept my eyes closed. I said, that means you were sleeping. Because I had my eyes closed the whole time. I said, you were out. You were totally out, I'm sure.
Just resting my
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah. Today's Earth Day.
I saw that. I heard that coming in, yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
I know. This is 420 Eastern Earth Day.
Jesus Day, Earth Day.
So enjoy your Earth Day. Am I upset? Should I be upset? Should I care? I'm seeing today that more people are griping about Kate Smith.
No,
the Flyers have taken down her statue.
You know how that stuff rolls. It rolls. I don't care. I saw a great Facebook post. You know what? It was from a person I know that is not a racist. And they said... you know, I don't care about this. We got crap happening right now that's kind of racist. Let's move on. You know, basically saying
yeah.
we should be concerned about stuff that's right now that's racist
this
and horrible.
This was the song that you played last week that in fact was mocking racism.
Well, we didn't
yes,
play it.
Was.
It. Yeah, we didn't play it. But, yeah.
We didn't play it?
No, we just played, we told it. She sang God Bless
okay,
him right
I
here.
Guess I heard it online yeah, or something.
Oh, no, you heard it when you walked in the office last week.
Yeah.
I thought you played a little bit of it on the air.
We may have.
I don't remember.
But as we learned last week.
Didn't all white singers sing racist stuff in the 20s and 30s, not knowing it was racist?
Well, we've learned now.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing, this does not speak to that, but our sensibilities have changed. It is difficult to put ourselves in that mindset.
We've learned now that we can't enjoy
our sensibilities now.
Any kind of entertainment, because whoever is doing that entertaining at one point in time had some sort of character flaw, which must become the highlight of their personality.
Yeah, how long has Case Smith dead?
I don't know.
Long time.
So the Flyers played that song too?
They played that song too.
Her version.
They had, yes, and they had her statue up.
Oh. Oh, she a Philly girl? Yeah, I don't know either.
She died in 86.
I don't know.
And screw her.
But as we learned last week, this racist song she's supposed to have sung really isn't. It was satire.
Yeah.
Even at the time.
It was kind of a commentary.
It was a commentary. And people
I'm not mad on either side of this. If you want to stop playing her, I'm not mad about that either.
Okay, but do it for the right reason.
Well, I don't care about her anymore, not
because you're accusing her of doing things she did not do.
To be honest with you, this is one of the situations that I don't care about either way. I don't even know the story, so I can't really make an educated opinion about it.
No, I think most people in spite of us talking about it for some time last week.
I just don't have an opinion either way. I don't, you know, I'm just too tired of an opinion.
If you're going to accuse someone of being racist.
I know, but what is the other side then? Because they must have looked into it too, Chris.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other side heard the word. They heard a song that had the word "darkies" in it. They immediately assume it's racist and not making any sort of commentary, and that's wrong.
Yeah, they didn't look into it at all.
Right.
That's the trouble.
Well, Flyer fans are free-thinking people.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Philadelphia hockey fans aren't total assets.
You will never find a more group of free-thinking people
than Philadelphia hockey fans.
Well, just Philadelphia
sports fans in general, right. Yeah.
Phillies, Eagles, Flyers.
Yeah, Eagles mainly. Eagles and Flyers, yeah.
Phillies. Celtics made it to the second round at the Todd's game yesterday, the Preds and the Dallas Stars.
Well, they played
Gavin DeGraw was singing the national anthem. And when he was done, you know, that to have people out on the ice, they throw a carpet out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that you can actually walk on the ice.
You don't fall.
So he gets done with his national anthem. And then as he's kind of waving to the crowd, you know, turning around, waving to the crowd,
misses the carpet.
He steps back onto the ice and ends up falling smack down on his face.
Oh, it's a good video.
Yeah,
it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
You see that pretty frequently.
Down on his face.
Right on his face.
Stay on the carpet. I always use that.
Stay on the carpet.
Stay on the carpet.
Yeah, well, you know, he was just turning around, waving to the crowd. Not paying attention. Ended up stepping back onto the ice. Falls over. That's harsh.
I still laugh.
Yeah.
Anybody falls, you laugh.
That's true.
Right.
And
my cousin said he was on stage playing recently. He plays bass, and he said he fell, and no one laughed. So he realized that that's what it's like to get older.
they take it a little more seriously.
I saw it on his Facebook page. He plays. He's in a beach band in Delaware, and he just plays all the time. He said I fell the other night, and no one in the crowd laughs.
Oh,
he goes, getting older.
My God.
That's it. Are you okay?
He may have broke his hip.
That's it. Are you okay? He's a couple years older than me. That's hilarious. What a great one.
Can't fall.
If it's a young guy, anybody a certain age, you're just howling. Oh, he fell.
Yeah, but if you're
a certain age.
A certain, then. Oh,
he's got gray hair, too.
Most guys his age, when they fall, they die.
I know.
That's the leading cause of death among guys his age.
So if you fall today and nobody laughs, you're old. or they think you're old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want people to laugh when you fall.
And if you know you're old and you fall over and they still laugh, you have jerks for friends.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, you can just say you have jerks for friends.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't care how old they are. If my friends fall over, I'm going to laugh.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. We need this.
Got it.
Okay.
Now?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, Here's your handy news.
Craig wrote out handy upside down, and I can tell what that means.
All right.
An upside down handy when he writes that down.
And
that's a pulley is, then, isn't it?
And Puss's hand motion isn't helping.
What's up with Kraft now? Oh, did the video get leaked? He's claiming it got leaked.
It is being reported that the video is being shopped around.
Oh, please buy
it. He should have just put this to bed as soon as he could have.
No, they never can. They never can admit they did something. This is so stupid.
Was bound to happen.
I'm an old man. My wife died 5 years ago. I got something. So what? You know, crucify me. I got a handy in a wax shop in Florida.
Yeah.
Nobody. He's got like a 40-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, she obviously is not doing the job,
or she wasn't there.
Yeah. Are they still hanging out?
I'm pretty sure.
Are they still an item?
Well, because he's really, really rich. Yeah, so I'm sure she'll forgive him for that.
It's going to be tough for her to give up that great
Plus,
brain.
She might believe him, though. He might be lying to her. It didn't happen. And that's why he didn't want the video out.
Oh.
He can find a different
She might be illiterate.
Girlfriend.
Well, we know there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. Open your social media. A lot of illiterates out there. So, yeah, they're shopping around. So
is what's being reported. Some people are saying, look, if it really existed, it would have been out there already.
Yeah, here's the deal with that, though. I don't want, like, some TV company to buy it. We'll never see it. It'll be all blurred. We want to see somebody really leak the video, like a fappening.
Yeah.
There's an oiled-up Kraft.
Oh, no.
Because even
some
if TMZ...
40-year-old Asian girl.
Even if TMZ gets it,
it'll be all blurred. It'll be totally blurred, right.
Yeah. We want somebody like Celebrity Jihad.
Yes.
To get a hold of this.
Yeah.
A lot of places would release the whole thing, though.
Let's hope so. Yeah, you know those places.
Don't say release.
You know those places in the web.
Sometimes.
You can find
I don't them. Get. A lot of them I don't get.
You just type in Robert Kraft nude. It'll show up.
Yeah, all right. You don't want to type in
Patriot
Robert
fans
Kraft
do.
Nude.
Patriot fans do. They want to see that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Did you check out the meteor shower this weekend? Apparently it's going on this weekend, and it's going to be going through tomorrow morning.
That's Todd's deal. He's the star guy.
A little low to the horizon, and
I figured he knew it.
There's a little too much moon.
You wrecked him.
And I didn't know about it till today.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
But you had a quick answer for him.
I did, and I looked at the map and said, man, yeah, that ain't going to work.
All right.
Early morning hours and late evening hours between 9 p.m. and midnight, the best opportunities to catch sight of the meteor shower. So have fun with that.
All right.
Yeah. See, I probably have to get in the car or walk out of the neighborhood. Because, you know, I live down in a holler.
Yeah, you are in a holler, that's
so
for sure.
Consequently, yeah. Unless astronomical phenomenon is going on overhead, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah, your field of vision of the sky is pretty well
straight
up.
Yeah. It is a little limited.
It's up, exactly where it's at.
Hispanics are on pace to outnumber blacks as the largest minority voting bloc in the country by 2020.
Well, that's right around the corner.
That's according to new projections from the Pew Research Center. It estimates... if estimates hold, eligible Hispanic voters will make up more than 13% of the electorate, compared to 12.5% for blacks. That's about 32 million compared to 30 million.
White people are freaking out.
Explain
something. Yeah, it's only two-thirds now white.
Exactly. Only.
Yeah.
I've actually read people put out there, we're the minority. I said, no, you're not.
No.
No, you're not.
No.
There's a Snopes thing on that, you dumbass.
You're on pace, perhaps in the next 100 years, but you're not going to be the minority. And let me clear something else up to some of my Facebook friends out there.
You mean racist?
Misinformed.
Okay.
No, Congress is not voting to whether or not illegals can vote.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that coming around again?
Yeah.
You mean people that are not paying attention?
What they're voting for is if they should count anybody who is undocumented as part of the population, the census.
Well, they should. It helps different cities out. It helps everybody out.
Well, What is the census?
They're here
job?
Anyway. Count the people in the United
States. The census is to count how many people are in this country.
Right.
And that would include
anybody living here.
Undocumented. So, yes.
They're on a roof near you.
Right. You count everybody. But if you're not a citizen, you do not get to vote.
Right.
And there's really not a problem of non-citizens voting in this country, despite what you may hear.
Nope.
Because if there really was a problem with non-citizens voting, there would be laws changing.
Get out of your bubble. Do you even broach them on Facebook or just use it? Just say it on the air. More people can hear it then. You know.
Oh, no. I mentioned something.
On Facebook?
I did.
Okay. That must have been brutal.
No, it really wasn't because it was easy to follow because one of our old bosses said something. That's really not true.
Oh.
And then I suggested, like I do
your
a lot
of times.
Your old
boss said it was not true?
Yeah.
Well, said that you weren't right.
No. Said that the headline, no, the illegals vote.
Oh, so he was on our side, your old boss.
Yeah. I mean, he was diplomatic about it. Huh. He didn't say, pull your head out of your ass. You know, something like we would have, you idiot.
Speaking of Facebook, remember I said the other day I officially resigned my position there of following Husker Power? The guy got a hold of me. He runs it. He goes, man, I want you back, man.
And he goes, really?
Yeah. You know what? I have it. He said, I want you back. And hang on. I said, I just can't see the delusional fans anymore. I just can't take it. I know. And that's rare for me. I like to wallow in that crap most of the time.
You should ask for money or tickets or field passes or something.
I got to see that. Oh, man, my eyes are blurry right now. But, yeah, he said he wanted me back. And basically he said, I got to deal with these a-holes. And he's a fan. He's a fan, you know. Oh, here it is.
Oh, so he knows. They're a bit delusional.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he wrote me a note once says, you know, not all of us are delusional. Well, it seems he's the only one who's not.
He says, Tyler, you got to come back to the group. You're breaking my heart right now. That's why I said, man, it's tough. I know a lot of rational Husker fans, but that group can drive anyone nuts. He goes, how do you think I feel? He's been running it since 2014. He goes, it's hard to rationalize with people who think option right fullback trap wins championships. That's what he says. I said, man, I know it's tough. He goes, I like my teams also, but I hate over-the-top fans that think everything's, you know, perfect. Just hate it, you know.
Well, a little later on, once Petey gets here, I'll go to the Viking fan pages. And several Viking fans have their mock draft.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A mock draft. So is that this week, the draft?
Right. Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We can hear Jim from Wilmer, Minnesota's mock draft.
From Wilmer, you're on.
If you want.
Promise?
Yeah.
No.
We'll tease that.
That might be off the air. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.